Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 350. Through the love of God our Savior, all will be well. Free and changeless is his favor, all must be well. Precious is the love that healed us, perfect is the grace that sealed us. Strong the hand stretched forth to shield us, all is well. Hymn number 350. The scriptural this morning will be given by Janet from Georgia.
Hebrews. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Galatians. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 182. Make channels for the streams of love, where they may broadly run, and love has overflowing streams to fill them every one. Hymn number 182.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you didn't catch it, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. You can also find it on our YouTube channel later today. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. every Sunday. And that Sunday school is available for children anywhere in the world. It has its own teleconference number. So if you do have a child of Sunday school age and you don't live in the area, call us. We'll give you the number and we'll be very happy to welcome your child. And we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers at all of our services. We just had our first Bible study session yesterday, first of the season, after the summer break. And it was really good. And if you missed it, please catch it on our website as well. So the next Bible study session will not be this coming Saturday, but will be in 2 weeks. So check the website for the study questions, and please join us in 2 weeks for a rousing Bible study, Saturday, 10 a.m. And we've been busy printing and mailing this week. So far, we've printed the October full-text lesson sermon booklet, and that is in the mail. And there is more coming, I understand. There's a excellent, short but excellent article that I would like to point out that's featured on our website. Very appropriate for the time. Entitled, A Treatment for Supply by Mary Baker Eddy. Any of you who are in need of supply, please read this. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony from Miscellaneous Writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Debbie from Illinois.
Page 436. I desire to make known the great good I have received by reading the blessed book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. 4 years have now passed since I began to read it. It has been my only healer and teacher, as I have never had an opportunity to go through a class. But I find that the Spirit of Truth will teach us all things if we will but practice well what we know. After 2 years and a half of study, I thought, as many beginners think, that I had traveled over the worst part of this narrow path. Soon after, it came about that I was separated from everyone who had ever heard of Christian Science. And as I lived in the country, no one came to visit me for about 8 months. At first, I thought the Lord had wrought a great evil. I had no one to talk to, but I took my Science and Health every morning before going about my work and read. Yet mortal mind would say, you can do no good with no one to talk with. At last, one morning after listening to the serpent's voice, I looked out at the little wildflowers as they waved to and fro. They seemed to be a living voice. And this is what they said. On earth, peace, goodwill towards men. There was also a mockingbird that would sit on the house and sing. For the first time, I realized that divine love was the only friend I needed. Soon after, I sent the journal to my nearest neighbor by her little son who came to play with my children. Afterward, she told me that when she began to read it, she said to the family, God has sent this book to me. Calling to see her one evening, I found her suffering from heart disease. I began talking to her about Christian Science, and in less than an hour, she declared herself healed. She is today a happy woman. I would say to all suffering ones that if you will buy a copy of this wonderful book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by the Reverend Mary Baker G. Eddy, and study it and practice its teachings, you will find it a pearl of great price. Mrs. Fanny Meeks, Bells, Grayson County, Texas.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 22 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, substance. The golden text is from Philippians. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The responsive reading, 2 Corinthians. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Every man, according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work.
As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever.
Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness.
Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God.
Craig will now read.
Bible, James. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Psalms. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Isaiah. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Luke. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, and what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, and where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Proverbs. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Jeremiah. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattereth Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord.
Dede from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Substance is that which is eternal and incapable of discord and decay. Truth, life, and love are substance, as the Scriptures use this word in Hebrews. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Spirit is the only substance, the invisible and indivisible, infinite God. Things spiritual and eternal are substantial. Things material and temporal are insubstantial. As God is substance, and man is the divine image and likeness, man should wish for, and in reality has, only the substance of good, the substance of spirit, not matter. The belief that man has any other substance or mind is not spiritual and breaks the first commandment: thou shalt have one God, one mind. That matter is substantial or has life and sensation is one of the false beliefs of mortals and exists only in a supposititious mortal consciousness. Hence, as we approach spirit and truth, we lose the consciousness of matter. The admission that there can be material substance requires another admission, namely, that spirit is not infinite, and that matter is self-creative, self-existent, and eternal. From this it would follow that there are two eternal causes, warring forever with each other. And yet we say that spirit is supreme and all-present. That which material sense calls intangible is found to be substance. What to material sense seems substance becomes nothingness as the sense dream vanishes and reality appears. Absorbed in material selfhood, we discern and reflect but faintly the substance of life or mind. The denial of material selfhood aids the discernment of man's spiritual and eternal individuality and destroys the erroneous knowledge gained from matter or through what are termed the material senses. Christianity causes men to turn naturally from matter to spirit, as the flower turns from darkness to light. Man then appropriates those things which eye hath not seen nor ear heard. Paul and John had a clear apprehension that, as mortal man achieves no worldly honors except by sacrifice, so he must gain heavenly riches by forsaking all worldliness. Then he will have nothing in common with the worldling's affections, motives, and aims. The scriptures are very sacred. Our aim must be to have them understood spiritually. For only by this understanding can truth be gained. The truth theory of the universe, including man, is not in material history, but in spiritual development. Inspired thought relinquishes a material, sensual, and mortal theory of the universe and adopts the spiritual and immortal. It is this spiritual perception of Scripture which lifts humanity out of disease and death and inspires faith. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Christian Science separates error from truth and breathes through the sacred pages the spiritual sense of life, substance, and intelligence. In this science, we discover man in the image and likeness of God. From this it follows that businessmen and cultured scholars have found that Christian Science enhances their endurance and mental powers, enlarges their perception of character, gives them acuteness and comprehensiveness, and an ability to exceed their ordinary capacity. The human mind, imbued with this spiritual understanding, becomes more elastic, is capable of greater endurance, escapes somewhat from itself, and requires less repose. A knowledge of the science of being develops the latent abilities and possibilities of man. It extends the atmosphere of thought, giving mortals access to broader and higher realms. It raises the thinker into his native air of insight and perspicacity. Did the careless doctor, the nurse, the cook, and the brusque business visitor sympathetically know the thorns they planted in the pillow of the sick and the heavenly homesick looking away from earth? Oh, did they know? This knowledge would do much more toward healing the sick and preparing their helpers for the midnight call than all cries of Lord, Lord. The benign thought of Jesus, finding utterance in such words as, "Take no thought for your life," would heal the sick and so enable them to rise above the supposed necessity for physical thought-taking and doctoring. But if the unselfish affections be lacking, and common sense and common humanity are disregarded, what mental quality remains with which to evoke healing from the outstretched arm of righteousness?
If the scientist reaches his patient through divine love, the healing work will be accomplished at one visit, and the disease will vanish into its native nothingness, like dew before the morning sunshine. Mind science teaches that mortals need not be weary in well-doing. It dissipates fatigue in doing good. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker, neither does withholding enrich us. We have strength in proportion to our apprehension of the truth. And our strength is not lessened by giving utterance to truth. The rich in spirit help the poor in one grand brotherhood, all having the same principle or father. And blessed is that man who seeth his brother's need and supplieth it, seeking his own in another's good. Love giveth to the least spiritual idea might, immortality, and goodness, which shine through all as the blossom shines through the bud. All the varied expressions of God reflect health, holiness, immortality, infinite life, truth, and love.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 224. O Lord, I would delight in thee and on thy care depend. To thee in every trouble flee, my best, my ever friend. When all material streams are dried, thy fullness is the same. May I with this be satisfied and glory in thy name. Hymn number 224.
Thank you. prepare the ground, the good ground for the seed. Broadcast it o'er the
Let's now sing hymn number 150. In mercy, in goodness, how great is our King. Our tribute thanksgiving with glad hearts we bring. Thou art the renewer, the ancient of days, who givest for mourning the garment of praise. Hymn number 150.
From the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Proverbs. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Amen.